Hello, 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 and welcome to the Page You Speak. Yes. I am Pastor Stephanie Page, and this is
Jonathan Lee Page.
And yes. Our guests today are Shay Owens, yay! And Makeba Bradford. Yes. So Shay, tell us a little bit about yourself, girl.
Okay.
I gotta unmute myself first, right? I am Shay Owens, certified life relationship business coach, founder and CEO of Coaching by the Word and Unscripted Media Group, where we take care of all things social media, marketing, branding, logo design, just pretty much putting you in front of your client base the right way. So soon to be published author, I'm working on finishing four of my workbooks that are not just books, but they're books surrounding by healing, growth, prosperity, marriage, open lines of communication. Really, I've actually stepped into really just being a full servant for the kingdom. So that's me in a nutshell.
Amen. Yay. And we have with us Makeba Bradford. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello. Well, I'm Makeba Bradford. I'm married to Dwayne Bradford, which is the pastor of. We joined with Kingdom Empowerment Ministry, Empowerment Life Ministries. I'm working on several things. I'm just going to discuss this one, and it's about empowering women. It's a group called Full Circle where we get together to just deal with deep issues. And so that's pretty much it. I'm in the health field. I started my own business. I thank God because he allowed me to market my own self and just branch myself out and be my own boss. And I thank God for that. And I'm just excited for what God is doing. I just want to continue to be empowering and being used any way I can.
Amen. How awesome. Okay, today's topic, we are talking about unintentional hurt still hurts. And a lot of us have dealt with hurt. You know, sometimes it's hurt from things that people say. Some of us have even dealt with hurt from our parents, from our mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers. And it's sometimes there are things that stick with us and cause us issues down the line. People will say things or do things and continue to move on because they didn't necessarily intend to hurt us. But instead, we're still living with issues of hurt.
Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about today is really how to deal with unintentional hurt, how to really face it and move forward. Yes, it still hurts, but sometimes we have to get to a place where we're able to look at it from a different perspective in order to deal with it in a way that is healthy. Because when you are hurt, you need to heal. So now we need some heal. Yes. So that we'll all be able to be whole and not have all these wounds that are going through. So have you ever, tell us about, has there been a time that you've been hurt and you know it was unintentional?
Well, I'm gonna go first. It was kind of funny, you know, my husband and I, we have been married for like 4 years now. And when you think you've covered all of the conversations that you can possibly cover, it being my third marriage, his third marriage, like we got this, right? And it's like the little thing. So we were out fishing one time and I saw this woman, you know, I was sitting in the tent working, just watching my husband having a good time. And they're over there having a conversation about fish, whatever. It is not fazing me one bit. And she's showing him these pictures in her phone about fish that she caught, put in the fish tank, whatever. And I begin to get offended because I'm like, who in their right mind would have a whole conversation and never be like, hey, that's my wife. Let me come introduce you to her. And then I'm getting mad at the female because I'm like, you see me sitting here. So the right thing to do, the thing that I would do, let me go have a conversation with her, or at least introduce myself, you know? So it was like this big thing that we had to have a conversation about, because I'm like, you still have to, no matter what the other person does, you have to respect me and how I feel about certain things. But it was unintentional. It wasn't like he was doing it. He was excited about fish. So it was so weird, you know, but it was kind of one of those things where it lets you know that someone, you can still be hurt and offended by someone's actions or what they say or what they did, and they are just oblivious to the fact that it hurt you.
Exactly. And it happens sometimes, because again, Jermaine wasn't trying to hurt you. He's just thinking about some fish.
You get my husband talking about some fish, Lord, and he don't even eat fish.
Okay.
he don't like no part of seafood, but he loves to fish.
Yeah.
Right. Or, you got caught up into the excitement.
You know, and it was so weird. It was so weird because even with that situation, I got mad that he was even enjoying the fishing the way he was, because he would get up and go fishing and leave me behind. And I'm like, I'm the one who introduced you to fishing. Hello? Like, you just leaving me. That would be our thing, you know? And then that's really the enemy that causes you to get in your feelings about situations like that. I had to really deal with self, you know, but be honest and transparent with, hey, this is my husband, this is how I'm feeling, and this is why I'm feeling this way. But really, it's about myself, and the enemy wanted to come in and cause, and I know you're going to go there later, so I'm going to save it. I'm going to be quiet now.
We just keep flowing. What about you, Makeba? When have you dealt with, you know, unintentional hurt?
Well, I'm not afraid anymore. So there we go. I was kind of shy. I'm like, oh, couldn't even get it out. But you know what? I understand what she's saying. You know, I had a similar experience, so I'm gonna share something else. My husband doesn't like to argue. Okay, we've been together for a while and we have great communication, only when it comes to certain things. He doesn't mean any harm about it, but when I like to bring it up and talk about it, he doesn't want to talk about it. You know, and I'm a communicator. So I want to discuss certain issues, certain issues may be off limits, or he don't want to just address it at that time. And I don't like that. And I know, because it's when you're dealing with people that's close to you, you know what I'm saying? And you just don't want to argue about it at the time, or he feel that I'm going to just explode. He just cut it off. And I'm like, I want him to get to a point where I could be able to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Be able to discuss it. You know, I know it's close, but, you know, I know you don't want to, you know, I can say something. I can say something, you know, and I don't mean no harm by it, but I be protecting myself. And he just don't want to talk about it. Yeah. He had to say, wait, or this, or put a scripture on it. No, this is, you know, this is serious. I can see something. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I know you see that too, you know, but it's just something that I'm learning. I understand that it's close. And I understand that when the time comes, just praying, you know, just like we pray about anything else, that when that time comes, that we'll be able to, because I don't believe in things being unsolved. I don't believe, because you know what I'm saying? Because it will continue to come back. It'll continue to repeat. So if you don't take care of it, then it's going to surface back up. I believe in taking care of it. Let's get it out the way. Don't care who feelings you hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because the truth will set you free. You know, you have somebody walking around being a certain way. And then if it doesn't come down, we don't all come to an agreement or lay everything out on the table, that'll still be lingering around.
Absolutely. And so that brings me to like the next point. Oftentimes when we're hurt or our feelings are hurt, we don't necessarily, you know, we've been taught to just, you know, just sort of suck it up, hold it in, don't really deal with it.
Right.
But if you're hurt, even if it's unintentional hurt, there's a wound there.
Yeah.
And if you don't deal with the wound, it becomes a festering sore. Okay. And then the issue tends to like expand. Right. So whenever you feel, again, the hurt, it's like you were saying, you like to deal with it as soon as it happens, or just like Shay was saying, she was feeling some type of way. So she's like, listen, my honey, I got to talk to you because I'm feeling some type of way. Right. And normally when we feel, you know, we feel what we feel, it's okay to have feelings or feel the way you feel. But again, something that was said, you have to deal with what is really the root of it. Right. Why am I so hurt because you don't want to talk when I want to talk? Or why am I so hurt because you want to talk to somebody about fish, you know, and, you know, y'all have this drawn out conversation.
Right.
And many times when there's a hurt, even if it's an unintentional hurt, we don't necessarily always, we don't always deal with it at the point in something else. We also don't deal with really the root of why am I feeling this way? Mm-hmm. What's really going on that I'm feeling this way? Right. And I think another benefit of talking about whatever your hurt is at the time is, have you all ever had a situation when you start talking about your hurt and you hear yourself talking about it and you say, I sound crazy, but it's like not crazy, but you know, I'm sounding some kind of what yeah. really? But when you really put it out there and allow yourself to express what it is you're feeling, you're able actually to talk yourself out of that feeling. Like you're like, well, honey, you know, I wanted to talk to you and you didn't want to talk and I know you were busy, but you know, but I wanted to talk and yeah, and I, you know, you sit there and you ask and give the reason why, and then you're like, okay, you know what? I'm good. Yeah. Anybody else ever do that? Because I know I have.
Yeah, I process things. Like I need time to process it, right? So if you bring your hurt to me, because I always say I said what I said and I meant what I said, and my tone and my delivery isn't always the best. And so I've been told plenty of times by many people, your tone is a little harsh, right? Because I'm very like just blunt, I'm very direct. And so for me, I have to process it. So sometimes we have to tell each other, my husband and I have like this thing now where it's like I will say, I can't receive what you're saying because your tone is out of pocket. So I'm not hearing anything beyond your tone. But we had to get to that place. So there was something that you previously said about getting to the root of it and really dealing with it. Like I always say, you have to feel, deal to heal. If you don't allow yourself to feel anything, and then if you don't deal with it, it is going to resurface in a way that is not healthy. Yes. And then also it's like, you know how you go somewhere and you can tell they just surface clean, that like they just got enough like around the furniture or around, you know, the appliances. And when you go to move something out the way, all that gook is up underneath it because they didn't take the time to deep clean. We have to do the same thing in our natural and in our spiritual life.
Yes.
We have to take the time to deal with the root of the hurt, you know, as well. And so one of the things that I had put up as well based off what you had said was identify the feeling. Why did it hurt me? And is it familiar? Is it a familiar feeling from my past? And that is why it's hurting me even more now. Because I can tell you the first time that somebody lied to me, it may not necessarily hurt my feelings, but because I've been lied to so much in my past and I'm tired of being lied to, now you're going to get you're going to get more of the don't do that to me again. I don't like it. You know, more of the boundary setting if you lie to me because it's a familiar feeling for me from my past.
I know that, like, there's people that you don't even know aware that they're hurt and they're walking around, they ain't saying nothing, but the look on their face is like they'll cut you. Mm. You ever seen those type of people? And you just said something, they like cut them a little bit, but you didn't even know they was cut, but they looking at you, you know what I'm saying? I got a problem with you. And sometimes people are unaware or aware of their hurt internally because they just, you know, they internalized it and they're actually, sometimes they wear it on their chest, wear it on their sleeve. And you don't know who, until somebody comes to you and communicate it and they'll find out. They're like, man, I wasn't even intending to hurt you like that. That wasn't even the case. Sometimes we have to go to people just like you guys did. We have to go to people and let them know that whatever it was, even if they don't see it, you got people right now that's still mad at people to this day. And they're living with hurt and offense yeah. of somebody that went on with their life, you know, old relationship, somebody that went off and did better, or they, whatever they doing, they going off, they ain't even thinking about you. But you yeah. still living with the hurt that happened when they, yeah. amen.
And then you bring that into other relationships.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I believe that's why, you know, and the Bible tells us that, you know, if you have an offense, you go to your brother. It yeah. says, leave your offering and go, you know, rectify the issues with your brother. And the it's a reason why, because God knows that if you don't deal with it, it's going to continue to have effects
right.
in every relationship and everything going down the line. And again, I want to say this really quickly also. If the word of God also tells you if your brother offends you, you go to him and him alone in order to deal with the issue. And I find a lot of times, especially with unintentional hurt, a lot of times with unintentional hurt, the person really didn't mean any harm. It's just like what Shay was saying, sometimes your tone of voice may be harsh. I know mm-hmm. I've said things sometimes and I meant it in one way, they heard it in another way. They were hurt, and but if they don't say anything, they walk around in that with that hurt and with an attitude. And then I had one sister one time, and I just love her for it, her name is Sharia, and I was talking to her about something, and I said something, and she said, Pastor, that hurt my feelings. I said, mm-hmm. oh, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Let's look at it, and let's look over what I said and what I intended. And when we went over it again, and she listened to me again, first of all, she knew my heart, and she knows the kind of person I am. And I never intend to hurt anyone. But when I said something, the way she received it was offensive to her. So she immediately told me. We went over it again. She says, oh, that's not how I understood it to be. And then at the end of the conversation, we were, you know, just totally good. But what if she hadn't done that? Yeah, and what if she was let it play over and over again in her mind and walked away with that offense? And walked away thinking one thing that was contrary to what I actually said and what I actually, you know, meant, you know. Sister Ricky, what are you saying?
I'm agreeing with you. Wonder if it didn't go that way. Because sometimes what I found out, people are different. And they understanding how they receive things are different. You know, you can talk to them and explain it 100,000 ways. And no matter which way, however you say it, they just receiving it wrong. So what I had to do was just pray about it. You know, I did my part. You know what I'm saying? I did my part. You know, I took care of that. And it's nothing, you know, it's you just have to pray for, you know, understanding, open up their eyes. I don't know what the issue, you know, I yeah. didn't know what some of the issues are, but I just, you know, it's deep. And I have to let myself know it don't have anything to do with me because I did do that part. But going back to what Shay was saying about the lie, I found out that, and I didn't even realize this, and actually meet with you guys, rejection. I was reacting because I'm not mad. I'm not operating in unforgiveness. Because I do understand, but I realize, and I can go on. You can do for me. I can be mad and don't carry it. It's like my husband said, you act like nothing ever happened. You know, because I don't carry that. I just like it's gone. I don't hold anger long. But I'm like Shay. If I will go off and say some things, and I have to repent, like, oh, God, that was, like, really, like, harsh. You know, like, and I have to come back, but I will go back and say I'm sorry. But what I found out was that I was dealing with rejection. You know, because, like, if you get along with certain people, like, why is this a block here? Why is this just something here? And just like you said, if you know me, you know my heart, my intent is to help you. What I'm saying to you is the truth. If I correct you, it's a lot of times it's correcting and building. So, you know, like, think about what I'm saying to you. Am I hurting you or I'm trying to help you go forward? I'm not tearing you down, trying to build you up. So if I get aggressive with you, it's not that I'm trying to hurt you. I'm trying to, no, don't say that. Don't do this. That's not like that. And sometimes, you know, I don't understand, but you know, I guess some people don't want to be corrected and that's okay. And I had to learn that. But going back to when I want to discuss it, I realized it was rejection.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so many times like people are in position and you like you'll hear people talk like I've heard people speak, right? The Lord showed me that this person was not intentionally trying to say something that was offensive. Right. And they're speaking as them. They got some things going on, but it wasn't intentionally like it was a person that said something one time we were in the audience somewhere, and they said a racist slur that was not cool. It looked like everybody of color was looking at each other like this, like, hold up, we about to go and get it in, right? But he was totally innocent and oblivious that that statement was.
Yeah, I'll just, it wasn't the N-word, actually.
No, it wasn't that, but we might have set it off. I'm just saying.
He was saying that he had, just really quickly, he was saying, yeah, I went down the street and it's this wonderful black lady. You know, she was just like Aunt Jemima. And everybody, every person of color, every person of color was like, what? But then we realized.
Ain't no pancakes up here.
he really didn't mean any harm. Right. You know, the older gentleman, this is just how he saw this world, and we were like, but everybody, you know, and it's like, so you had a choice. It's like, okay, either I can look at this person and say, oh, he's meaning to get me, or he's, you know, a bad person, or I can say, or like you said, when we ask God, he'll reveal that was done completely in ignorance. It was unintentional. Yeah. He did not mean to offend you. He did not know that he was a people. And oftentimes, that's a situation that we deal with. It was so funny. Even, and this is not necessarily hurt, but this is more of an offense, and I could choose to be offended or not.
Yes.
But just yesterday, I had gone into Lowe's, and this woman had started coming towards me, and she's like, oh, I love your hair, I love your hair. And I was like, and I started backing up because I knew she was like, she wanted to reach out and touch me so bad. And she's like, I just want to, I was like, bless you. And I just backed away. I knew she didn't mean any harm.
I don't need you touching me,
you know. But I realized that people, again, unintentionally hurt you or unintentionally do things that offend you. And it's all because of their ignorance. So with that, do you feel that, well, it is. You know, I can't walk up and say, can I touch your hair? What? Really?
Where's
anyway,
I'm going to pandemic. It was like an
extension. No, I'm good.
You need to touch and experience your hair texture.
But I had a choice, though. I could either choose to be offended and walk around and be like, no, she didn't. I could do that. I could be like, how dare you?
You know, you try to touch me, or I can just realize
that she's ignorant and move myself from that situation and say, thank you so much, you know, and give her a look like, well, don't touch me, darling, you know, and just, you know, keep it moving.
Right.
Or the thing is, or I could have even carried it. I could have brought it out to the car. Honey, do you know what this woman did? I could have done that.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Why? Because I knew her intention was not to hurt me or to harm me. You know, it was ignorance. And oftentimes I think, and I'm not saying that in every situation, but sometimes, you know, we actually do have to extend grace.
Yeah.
We have to extend grace. And especially to people who you know. If you know a person and they say something to hurt you, let's go to them. And let's extend some grace or think about, do I really believe this person wants to hurt me or offend me? Another question you want to ask is, am I offended, but is it the truth?
Come on now. The truth hurts.
Because sometimes, again, the truth does hurt sometimes. Yeah. And that's what I had to deal with. A lot of times, you know, I love my mom, but my mom is incredibly honest. And sometimes her honesty stings a little bit. But I know that a lot of times where she's coming from is, I don't want anybody to ever talk about you. I don't want anybody to look at you negatively. So I'm going to analyze you from head to toe. If I see anything wrong, you know, I want to protect you from the world. So I'd rather give you my opinion about what you're wearing or whatever it is you're doing. I'd rather do that to try to, because I want to protect you. But to me, it's like, you're analyzing me, you're always finding something wrong, and I used to get insecure. But instead of like, I had to look, she's coming from a good place, and the insecurity is something that's in me. So I need to deal with me, and then the offense that I feel with her will go away. But I need y'all to talk with me.
Yeah, but I mean, even with that, I feel like for me, I'm not hurt by a person that I don't have a relationship with. Like mm-hmm. the person in the store, you know, ignorance is bliss. God bless you. People.
Absolutely.
But like my husband, my children, my family, my friends, you know, the people that are close to me, because for me, I'm very clear on my boundaries. I set boundaries for myself. I let people know how I like to be talked to, how I like to be treated. I literally establish that up front. So that way, if you literally do something, like don't call me out of my name. Don't do that. You know, that's a big thing for me. And it literally puts me in a place of before the say is sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, Shay. And so I don't ever want to go to that place. So I know that if they do that, they're doing it with an intent to hurt me. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's a little bit different. Like I can move past some things, or if I'm able to address it and speak to that hurt or that place that makes me feel some type of way. And not that you have to agree with it, but just understand where I'm coming from.
Absolutely.
You know, like I need people to get to that place, because a lot of times the hurt really is because of past baggage or things that we've carried, you know, with it. Like Deborah said, it's not what you say, but it's definitely how you say things, you know.
If, you know, friends, relationships and families are so difficult. Do you know, like, I'm going to say from my experience with family, that there are people that there was some stuff that happened, it was unintentional, and they still live with that. And then they bring it up in family functions. If you ever had that happen, when it comes up in the family function, and everybody, you know, voicing their hurt and everything, and then everybody shocked and looked at each other like, well, I didn't know what was going on at that time.
Right.
Because people would be living years. I'm talking about years. And you've been coming around and eating with them, you know, throwing hot dogs at them and all that type of stuff. And they've been laughing and joking. And then finally they release that pain to somebody, and you saying like, look, you weren't even like that. If anything, I was in your favor. I was like, you know, I'm for you, not against you. All that type of stuff. And that happens in a lot of families, even leadership in the church, where they preach. Have you ever had been cut by the Holy Ghost?
But I think that's when things start to resurface, right? So that's what we talk about. We don't initially deal with it, because the wound that's there, like, you know, Pastor Stephanie said, the hurt has become a wound. And maybe they didn't take offense to it when you did it, but maybe that thing has happened to them repetitively, right? So now it's become a wound. So now they're going to go back to I'm very big in telling people, go back to the originator of your hurt. You know, if your hurt resembles something from the past, so maybe now at the family reunion, now that's why you're feeling it. Maybe it's not coming up the right way. You know, and we have to sometimes move beyond. If we don't deal with it, there's going to be an emotional eruption, period. It's too much. We weren't designed to carry that type of weight on us. And so I'm going to be hurt from you. I'm going to be hurt from him. I'm going to be hurt from them over here. All of these different hurts. And I got to start trying to unpack that stuff. That's heavy. And if you're not, we train ourselves in, you know, your role as pastor and coach. And I think when I became like a certified, like a coach, that for me, it was important that I wasn't a fake coach or a fake Christian from what I perceive. So I do a lot of self-work on myself. I'd be like, what would you tell a client? Or I would tell the client this. Well, then that's what you better do. You know, like, I'm consistently talking to myself, consistently working on myself, and consistently trying to make my marriage better. And we're not perfect, you know. We go through our moments, and then we always come back and say, was that the Leviathan spirit? What did you hear me say? Because the way you're responding to me doesn't line up with what I said. So what did you hear me say? You know, and I think it's important to just dig a little bit deeper to get that clarification. And then, like I said previously, set boundaries. It's so important to set boundaries in relationships.
Yeah. So question, do you ever, okay, because a lot of when people have an attitude and when they're offended, when they're hurt, you can usually tell, you know, because they start responding to you differently. Mm-hmm. They stop moving the same way in regards to you. So when you see that happen, do you address it or do you just let it go?
I have to address it. Mm-hmm. I want to know, hey, what's up? You know, did I do something? Like, what's going on? Typically, luckily for me, I haven't had that happen in years.
Yeah.
But even with me, if I'm offended by something, because I've been, you know, my husband's like, don't say nothing, because I know you. Like, you think I'm just going to run and pop him in their head? Like, no. So, I don't know what my husband be thinking, y'all. He be thinking I'm about to run.
My husband say that, something. Too.
I'm like, I'm not going to say something, but I have to sometimes die to self. When I want to address something in that moment, I have to listen to, you know, my husband say, no, don't do it right now. And then I got to eat how I feel, which I hate. I hate eating how I feel. But if we're close and I'm hurt by something that you did, I'm going to go back to you and just say, you know what, when this and this happened, this is how it made me feel. So, okay. One of the things that I tend not to do, or I try not to do, is say you did this or you did that. I say when that happened or this happened, this is how it made me feel, because then I'm not allowing the enemy to come in and make them feel defensive, right? Because I'm literally turning everything and putting it on myself. And that comes from a place of really just growing. Like, everybody can't do that, especially if you're in the midst of being angry. But I will be quick to say, you know, when I saw, you know, that you were speaking with somebody else, or it made me feel insecure. It made me feel like I wasn't valued, like how I felt didn't matter. And my husband was like, hey, no, it wasn't. And I was like, yes. So I can't turn away wrath, you know.
Yeah, that's that coach move right there. Coach. You put them on the ball right there.
Okay. Right. But it comes from that place of wanting to heal,
yes,
and not wanting to attack. If I love you, why am I trying to attack you and beat you up?
Right.
Because I want to be heard at the same time. So it's like a juggling act, like that balance. A lot of us don't know how to do that balance of voicing what I feel without beating you up, because I love you and I want this relationship now. Don't get it twisted. I can get down with the best of them. I just choose not to. And I let it be very, very clear on that. I choose not to, because it doesn't benefit me any by tearing you down.
Have you ever had to try to deal with that with children?
What?
Stuff you said
up there right now, like, yes.
Stuff you said, and the kids come back like, Mom, what's on that?
But you know, even with my kids, I'm trying to do the same thing. You know, if I've hurt their feelings, I'll tell them, like, today Mom's tired. Like, Mommy just needs a moment. I need you to help me keep the house clean. And, you know, you're getting older. I need you to help me. So, again, I do the same thing with my kids, because I want them to break generational curses that have been used time and time again, especially in a Black community culture, where you got to do what I say to do because I said to do it, nothing else. I want them to understand that I have feelings as well. But I know they're little people. They have feelings just as much as I do. And sometimes, you know, I've learned how to manage stress a little bit better. Or, you know, they can have a conversation with a friend and just not be happy. So I'm learning to do the same thing with them. And then I'm teaching them how they should reply to certain situations. Because we all know the kids nowadays, their tone is a whole nother, like, Jesus take the wheel kind of situation.
I want to say something pertaining to what you just said. I don't care how mad I get. I can get so upset. I'm going to always go back and talk and tell you and explain to you why I'm doing this. This is, you know, whatever I always do. A lot of people say, oh, that's, they didn't really didn't understand that until you got older, because you really have you establish a good relationship that's doing what I tell you to do. Or this is why I said it. Communication to me is very important. And also, I want to, when you were speaking on when a person, when I never really had that experience either with somebody, but I also know, like, if a person doesn't say anything to me, I know it don't have anything to do with me, because first of all, I didn't see you. I don't know what, it got to be something else going on. So I learned not to take that personal as I started dealing with people. And then sometimes you can want to communicate, but I always, God has been gracefully gave me what to say and when to say it. So the person, I used to be like, I pray, like meditate to myself, let them hear what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to. And when I felt I've done my part, that's it. I don't carry it. You know what I'm saying? When I know I did my part, either you receive it or you don't. I'm not really rejected that much. It's really with a particular person. But if I don't say what I had to say and you can't receive it, I just pray about it.
But do you ever think that sometimes when we talk to other people, we have to meet them where they are, intellectually and the way that they understand? So just like there's the five love languages that everybody's so big about, like you got on my love language, there's also an apology language, right? So let's say that you say something to somebody that really, let's take a 2-year-old and a 14-year-old. Okay. You're not going to talk to a 2-year-old the same way you talk to a 14-year-old.
Absolutely.
So I feel like in saying certain things, even though I said what I had to say, if they don't receive it or they're not understanding, then maybe I need to try saying it a different way.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, sometimes, especially with young people, they can't always receive things the way that we do. And sometimes we do have to adjust to say things in a way that they can receive them. Because I know a lot of times, especially like when, you know, early preteen or teenagers, especially young girls that are like 12, 13, going through whichever different changes, you can make the slightest little comment, you know, at least as a parent, like, okay, I think you need to, you know, change your shorts or something. What's wrong with me? It's like, oh God, I didn't say that. I'm just saying, you know, so then you want to tell the truth. You want to be honest. You want to, you know, be honest with them. But then, you know, but you also have to be aware of what they're going through internally. They're dealing with insecurities. They're dealing with, you know, rejection. You know, young people, kids can be cruel, you know. And so then you come home and you as a parent, you're just trying to give instruction or direction. And they've already, like you said, they've already been in this place of feeling attacked. And right. So you say the slightest thing and it is, you know, to them, it feels like it's an attack. And so oftentimes what I find, what we have to do is sort of counter that. When you know that someone is very sensitive to the things that you're saying, you know, because they're dealing with insecurity, build them up, you know, build them up. And as you're constantly building them up and they know, you know, you're beautiful, you're great, there's nothing you can't do, I believe in you, and you're constantly giving them those things, you know, telling them the truth about themselves and actually what God says about them, then they're much better able to say, okay, babe, I don't think you want to wear those shorts. Well, okay, you have all this, you know, built up, it should be able to counteract it. But sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you can tell someone something positive 25, 50 times. And they'll be hurt by one little thing you say, and they forget every good thing you said, every good thing you did, all that's thrown out the window because you said one thing, or they perceive something a little different than what you intended.
Sometimes you got to call out these unfashionable people.
Okay, anyway, Sister McKee.
What was I going to say? You're right. Sometimes, like you said, you can say it 25 times. But one thing I know, not all the time, but they'll come back. Like the advice that you know that I do give when we're speaking of my children or whatever, they may roar up, but they come back. I never say, I told you so. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I don't do. I allow them to talk. See, my thing is I allow you, I may come down so you can be able to talk to me. So I'm not going to get upset because I want you to tell me what's going on. I know you're not going to tell me everything, but a lot of times if I may mention something and it'll always come back around, you know what I'm saying? And I just listen. And then, like I said before, I use wisdom when I know when to go in, when to say something. And sometimes you got to just say something, and because you could be warning them from something. You know what I'm saying? Anything could be going on. So sometimes you just have to say it. That's with anything, with anybody. Sometimes you got to let people know certain things, and you got to own it. I mean, you got to be confident when you say it, because especially if you're getting it from God, whether they reject it or not, God always bring it back around. In situations that I have been in.
Yeah. I think even with dealing with how we say things, also we got to be mindful of what their past experiences were like, right? Yeah. So with my husband and I, like that situation with the whole fishing thing, it could have turned out as it did in the very beginning of our marriage, which was, oh, you don't trust me, oh, you think I'm doing this, oh, you think I'm doing that. Because he came from a place of not truly healing in his past relationships, where he was always accused of doing X, Y, and Z, you know, and it also comes from a place of that he has to heal. But it took both of us to do the work and to identify, but we talked about our why. What is our goal in our marriage? What is our why in our marriage? And is this something I'm going to think about 2 years down the line, right? We actually sat down and had a conversation today. Like, we are growing, and we're getting to a place where we can talk about the really hard things, which a lot of times is just like the blending of the family, you know, that whole dynamic of having a blended family. But I always, even though we may not always agree with one another, we always want to be mindful and try and understand where the other person is coming from, you know. So we have to be mindful when we're speaking or we're being talked to, that we're listening with the intent to understand, not to have a rebuttal. When you're talking, you see somebody going, that means they already got a reply in their head. They just wait for you to shut up and finish.
Yes.
I need them to like turn that down, because you might be that person. Turn it down and then listen, and then before you speak, take a pause. Take a moment to take a breath, because it's going to let your body know, I don't have to fight in this situation or flight. Like, I'm okay. So by pausing and taking a breath, you're like, all right, I got this. Now I'm going to take a second to think about it. I'm going to take a second to reply it to it. I'm not going to reply right away. And if I don't know what I'm going to say, then it's just best not to say anything and maybe revisit it at another time. Because I'm a person, if I say it, I meant it. I'm never going to say something that is going to hurt somebody in the midst of me being angry. Because once the words come out of your mouth or the action happens, I don't care how many apologies you've given, you cannot change that memory or that thought or whatever it does to the other person who's receiving it. You know, so a lot of people I feel like are bad with even that.
Yeah. So, I mean, just absolutely. It's like unintentional hurt hurts, intentional hurt hurts, mm-hmm. But in everything, we have to deal with the hurt. So, you know, the thing I wanted to just leave, if you've been hurt, if you've been offended, if there have been words that have gone past, go to the person and deal with the hurt. Deal with the offense. Do not carry it around so it becomes a festering, smelly wound that no one can deal with. The other thing is, you know, when you do deal with it, just really upfront, more often than not, you'll find that it was not intentional and that the person was speaking from their perspective. You have a different perspective. But, you know, neither one of them is the complete story. So empathy, which is something we all need to have, is being able to see something from the other person's point of view, from the other person's perspective. When you're able to execute or exercise empathy, you will come to an understanding. And very often when you have an understanding, especially if it's an unintentional hurt, the hurt normally will dissipate. So what we always say is be real with it and deal with it. If you've been hurt, be real with it. Communicate about it. Go to the person. If your brother offends you, go to your brother. Don't walk around with hurt. Don't walk around with wound. And if you have been hurt, you walk around the wound, then you start bleeding on everybody else. Or you start hurting other people because you have this hurt. So mm-hmm. just if you have a hurt, if you have a wound, go to your brother and deal with it. Really quickly before we go, if you do not have your book, Gracefully Losing My Religion, please get it. It's available on Amazon, or if you want to get it directly, you can either purchase it. You can contact me in the messages. You just message me and I'll get the book to you, or you can even come by 16300 Harper Avenue on Sundays at 12:30, and you can actually get a copy of the book. Yeah, I'm there at the building.
Warning, intentionally challenged.
Yeah, it will. It will.
It will. It will touch you a little bit.
Trying to hurt. It's not going
to. You have a drive-through.
Yes, this Friday, this Saturday at 6 p.m., we're having the drive-through prayer.
Yes, sir.
6 p.m. at 16300 Harper Avenue. Listen, come drive up, get prayer.
Pull up,
get prayer, a prophetic word, word of encouragement, direction. You don't even have to get out the car. We'll come right to your car, pray for you, prophesy, and then you can drive on off with some power. Drive up and get some power, some fuel in your own tank. So drive up and get some fuel in your spiritual tank. Drive on and get some fuel in your spiritual tank. Okay. Anyway, so I'm Stephanie Page, and
I'm Joe Nathan Lee Page.
This has been the Page Speak. We want to thank beautiful Shay Owen and beautiful Michael Bradford. We love you guys. Next week, our show is Grace. This is about grace.
We need a lot of grace.
Isn't it about grace? I believe it's about grace. Next night, it's about grace. Check us out next Thursday, 9 p.m. on Pages Speak. We love you.
I also want to let you know that the Pages Speak, they do have a podcast, which is available. The link, I believe, is in the comment section. And you can go and check back all of their past shows. Let It Bless Your Life. Also, if you want to be a sponsor or you want your business recognized, look, I'm just saying, we're not about to get off the thing.
Right.
If you want your business sponsored, you want to be a guest, you want to, you know, just show support, you can also do their Cash App, which the link is also in the comment section as well. So reach out to the Page to Speak. They are, let me tell you, if you sow a seed into good ground, you will reap good benefits. I can tell you, I started one of my businesses because Pastor Stephanie spoke into my life. She encouraged me at a time that I was questioning, what am I doing? This is before the pandemic. And here we are today doing a whole lot of other things. So I'm telling you, sow into good ground and get the book. Get it. It's a great read. I started reading it. So I'm very excited to finish it. And we're all set.
Awesome. I just love her.
And I'm another witness.
Until next week.
Yeah. Bye. See you later.